you're walking down the street and you see a suit in the window of the store and you need a new suit, so you say, I think I'll, well, you go in and try it on, and then somebody asks you where you've been. You say, well, I saw this coat in the window, I just went in to try it on and see if it
fit me.
Mm-hmm. And if a little boy has his pockets real full, so they just stick out like this, what do you say his pockets are doing?
They're too full.
Well, would you use the word bulging? You think
no.
Would you say they're bulging or bulging or what? Wouldn't use that word.
It's too full.
Then you might say if a shirt that you'd sent to the laundry came back and the collar was too tight, what do you say the collar did?
Shrank.
Mm-hmm. Then what do you call the little thing you carry in your pocket to keep change in?
Pocketbook.
And the piece of jewelry that a woman wears on her arm.
A bracelet.
And what about if you, well, if the bracelet's on the table 1 minute, the next minute it's on her arm, you say she did what? She took the bracelet off?
Took the bracelet off the table, yeah.
And what'd she do with it then?
Put it on her arm.
And would you say she put it on?
Yeah.
Then the thing that you keep the rain off your head with, that you open out like this.
An umbrella.
And what do you call the last thing you put on the bed when you make it up?
It's a bedspread.
You ever call that a counterpane or a counterfeit?
Well, some people might, but we, my wife, most of us always say bedspread.
And what about the thing underneath that to keep you warm? What do you call it?
Quilt, blanket.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you remember there's a big, thick kind of cotton thing that it's not exactly a quilt. Maybe you've got a different name for it. It's maybe that thick, real. Usually just stuffed with cotton inside. Do you have any word for that?
Mattress?
Well, no, this is what you pull over you too.
Oh, that there's a... I don't know, I forget the name.
You ever call it a comfort or a comfort?
Yeah, comfort.
Then sometimes when you've got a lot of company, you might have... here, I'm using up all these matches. But you might have to sleep somebody on the floor. So you'd make a little bed on the floor.
Yeah, right? You just say you have to make a bed down on the floor. That's right.
And do you ever call it a pallet?
Yeah, call it a pallet. If it's a pallet, of course, you take something off the bed, like a mattress or something, put down there, you call it making a bed down. But if you just lay down some quilts, you call it a pallet.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Boy, I've slept on pallets a lot of times in my grandmother's house. Such a big crowd there, and they came all at once.
We have to. These many come in sometimes.
Say, will your boy come here? Or?
I don't know. What time is it?
It's quarter to three.
It's just about time for him to be out.
Well, what should we do then?
I guess I'll aim to leave from here about six. About I'll get me a cigarette.
Yeah,
do that to lighten up. I'll leave from here about all summer's around 7:30 going to Lowell before I go in the morning, and I'll be back by dinner time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, I'll just sort of keep an eye out here.
Yeah.
Will you mind finishing this tomorrow?
No, when I get back. No.
All right. Well, I'll sort of keep an eye out around here for you, and then we can come up here and finish it up.
All right. I've got to go to Lowell tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's a fellow owes me from my last $300 worth of sardine up there, and I've got to go up there and get it, you know. And you can use all that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
Well, you'll probably be